Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Rodeo fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last seven rules, and tonight he's gonna try and make it eight.
Here comes the boom sound.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, rodeo fans and Making Eight Maniacs. That's right. We're back at it one more time here on a Wednesday afternoon for our Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. And I got to tell you, I think we're feeling worse today than we were yesterday. But, you know, I don't think we're the only ones in that situation. I did get a chance to watch the Brendan Clark show last night. And tune in, and apparently he's under the weather as well. So, you know, we're here to answer questions. We're here to take your comments and talk some rodeo, talk some bull riding with you. I did get a chance to watch a little bit of Rodeo Houston last night as well, in between trying to wake up after taking some meds that are just kicking my butt. But like I said, we're here and we're ready to roll. If you guys got a chance to see Rodeo Houston, tell me what you guys thought about it. Wow, looks like Miss Karen is joining us here today. I want to say a big old shout-out to you. Also, Miss Denise, who I am now officially following on Twitter, and hopefully you guys are as well. You know, one of our newest Making Eight fans joining us here on the Lunch Hour shows. Here to get a little bit of educated on the sport of bull riding, as she's only been following it for a couple weeks now. So we got her involved, but looks like we got a bunch of our Making Eight Maniacs. Of course, we've got our European bull riders in the house with us, and want to say a big old shout out to you guys as well. Hopefully you guys are doing a lot better than I am. I'm telling you, it's not pretty at all. It's just one of those deals where we are under the weather. Let's see. Trying to get some things rocking and rolling here and just see what's going on in the world of rodeo and bull riding. But if you guys got a chance to watch Brendan's show last night, you know that obviously you guys were out promoting Making Eight and some of the topics that we've had on our shows, and I got to say thanks for that. Miss Shannon, who's actually online, tuned in, was fired up last night trying to get some of these answers and things like that. Well, you know, Brendan did kind of come out and let on and let everybody know kind of where he stood on the position of whether or not, you know, the bull riders had an opportunity to go to a judge and ask, you know, for re-rides, that type of thing. And, you know, I will tell you this, that, you know, Brendan was you know, with it, especially within the PBR, because, you know, when it comes down to the Built for Tough series, like I said, that's one position that I have not been on, although several of my friends have. And I know the issues that are, you know, that are trying to be tied in with the PBR. You know, the one good thing was that Brendan said that they are going through school, you know, that that they are trying to come up with a set book, I guess you could say, of rules and guidelines that these judges need to follow. And that is a good thing. I think that, you know, he said it's going to take some time, and that's unfortunate because time is something that we don't have. You know, we're trying to get this thing set up, and I think it should have been set up during the off season. I think it should have been set up a while ago, you know. But I'm not the one there, you know, in that position. I think that as they keep throwing more and more things on, it keeps getting more and more difficult. You know, with this whole review and challenge and things like that. And I think that that's where Brendan was getting at. I know that you can sell it, you know, and it comes down to you selling it too. If you take a bull that you know is not to the standards and not bucking to the best of his ability, and you know that that bull's going to get a lower score, you know, it's time to jump off and go right to the judge and point to him and say, yep, that's right, give me my re-ride, you know. And whether he does or doesn't, you know, it's up to him. But I can tell you that in many cases, when he sees that reaction from you and he gets that reaction from the crowd, like, yep, that's going to be a low score, I realize that, I'm in control of this deal, I want a re-ride, they're gonna award you a re-ride, you know. But you got to go to them and you got to sell it to them. And, you know, whether that judge is going to take that into effect, I can tell you that 9 times out of 10, he probably will, but not in all cases. You're dealing with human nature. So, and Christy, that is a very good comment about that. I think that the bull riders themselves are very frustrated behind the inconsistency that's happening. And I, you know, but Brendan Clark is a PR type of guy, and he's going to do what's right for the industry as well. I am in a position where I might say things a little bit more in depth because I can, because I'm not working for the PBR. I don't have that direct relationship, and it's not going to reflect on whether or not I can ride this week or next week with the PBR, you know. So, you know, PBR, or Brendan is also going to do what's best for him, and he's going to make those right decisions. And I respect his decisions and his comments that he's stating to you, the fans out there, you know. He's putting himself out there to answer those questions. So, you know, it absolutely is one of those things that I think is, I mean, like I said, I give Brendan a lot of credit for what he's doing. I think that, you know, but I do think that they, not just him, but other bull riders are very frustrated by the inconsistency that's happening with the judging. And, you know, you fans are very smart enough to realize what he's trying to say and maybe what he has to say, you know, and I truly respect that. And he is handling himself very well, and that's a great comment, Christy, that you'd be posting in there, that he really is. You know, he's trying to do what's best for him in the business sense that he wants to carry on. But Brendan does have a lot of, you know, he does have a lot of opinions on it, and I think that you could see that just by listening to him and hearing him respond to those answers. But it was very good questions that you guys were posting out there, and I got to say that I do appreciate you guys throwing out there about trying to get Brendan on our show. We've talked to Brendan as well about trying to get him on board with us, trying to get him to jump out here for the lunch hour shows, and unfortunately, because of Brendan's schedule and the way he is, you know, his daily activities just don't constitute him being able to have that time to jump on at 9:30 in the morning, because usually he's trying to get his coffee and get on the road and get out and get some things done that he needs to get done, you know. So the opportunity is always there, and obviously we'd love to have Brendan join us on the show. You know, and hopefully that'll be the case. Hopefully we can get Brendan on here. You know, I'd love to talk with him a little bit more. Obviously we hear him and we get to see him week in and week out, which is awesome. And I think that if you guys are not getting over there on Tuesday nights to follow him, I think you guys are missing out on getting to know a little bit more about Brendan and about some of the other athletes, some of the other bull riders that he talks with and that he talks about, you know. He'll give you a lot of the inside scoops. You guys just got to stay on board with him, and I, for one, love it. I know that he upgraded his internet access, so he's moving a little bit faster. So he's got his Producer Pro up and running, and pretty excited about that. And like I said, obviously we are too. I think that, you know, hopefully he'll have an opportunity to sit down with us a little bit more. I know he's going to be here in Tampa. I know that Allie is not, unfortunately, so I don't know what we're going to do, but hopefully we can still make arrangements to set something up here in the next month to be there with him there at the PBR. So with that being said, I think we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we still got a lot to talk about. We've got Rodeo Houston as they get ready to jump into their their semifinals that I believe will be starting up tonight. And then they're going to kick off. They've got tonight and tomorrow, and then they've got their wild card on Friday, and then Saturday, I believe, is the championship, Saturday and Sunday. So you guys don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Megan 8.
Lady and a rodeo queen. Billy was a lover, oh, you know what I mean. Billy rode the bulls in a big rodeo. Dixie loved the man and she told him so. Dixie loved the man and she told him so. Brought a bad bull to the big rodeo. Said he killed a man out of New Mexico. Dixie said, Billy, please don't go. Don't ride that killer in the road. You're the only man I love. I need you so. Billy, he looked at Dixie, looked her right in the eye. Said, I'm a wild bull rider and I love my rodeo. I'd ride that bull to hell and back for the money and the show. Yeah, my pappy was a pistol, I'm a son of a gun. I ride wild bulls just to have some fun. And the higher they get is a little too low for me. Said the higher they get is a little too low for me. Billy rode that killer out of New Mexico. Rode across the Rockies through the rain and the snow. Rode him across the desert to the shining sea. Rode across the water out to Hawaii. Rode across the water out to Hawaii. Aloha, aloha, hey. Aloha, aloha, hey. Billy rode that bull around the world and then he rode him out to Jupiter and back again. Picked up Dixie, away they did fly. Like a shooting star sailing through the sky. Like a shooting star sailing through the sky. And I could hear Billy say, he said, I'd rather be a lover than a fighter of wars. Be from Oklahoma than the nebulous stars. Spend a lot of time in some honky-tonk bars. From Memphis to the China Sea. Yeah. From Memphis to the China Sea. And I'm a wild bull rider and I love my rodeo. I'd ride that bull to hell and back for the money and the show. Yeah, my pocket was a pistol, I'm the son of a gun. I ride wild bulls just to have some fun. And the higher they get is a little too low for me. Said the higher they get is a little too low for me.
This is Kat Johnson. If you're looking for more than an 8-second ride, check out katjohnson.net.
I'm rocking Robbie Hodges, Coors Man in the Can, and you're listening to Makin8.com.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Makin8.com. That's right. And I got to tell you, seeing that we've got Miss Shannon that is out here waving to us on Twitter, I want to say a big old shout out to you once again. I always love having you out here with us and tuned in. And like I said, last night, yesterday, had some great comments, and we sure do appreciate you guys throwing them out there. How about Rodeo Houston as their fifth Super Series wrapped up last night? I think that it went real well. Like I said, I was kind of in and out, but I did get to see Shane Hanchey. Obviously, he had a rough go at it last night, had his worst time, but was able to finish second overall. So we will see him advance to the semifinals, as well as I believe it was Tough Cooper that'll be there. And, you know, I look forward to seeing these guys go at it again during the semifinals. I know that Billy Ettbauer did make it in the fourth slot, you know, after getting that hang-up that he had on, you know, not last night, but the night before. That was extremely scary, getting his foot caught up in the stirrup there in the saddle bronc. It was nice to see him come back. I look forward to seeing him. Let's see, what else is going on? Looks like J.W. Harris is pretty dominant as well down there. Look forward to seeing him. Although I'm not sure quite if he actually made it or not. We'll have to look and see what the I believe that he did. But and obviously we've got Miss Barbara throwing the links out there to us. Such a huge hand. And I know during Brendan's show last night, he was saying that he was looking for somebody that could possibly help out, you know, and I couldn't find anybody more fitting than of course Miss Barb, because she is just so on top of things when it comes down to that. I absolutely love her for it. I know that she does a fantastic job. So anyways, posting out there the day sheets that you guys can get a hold of. Rodeo Houston will be going on again tonight as they lead into their semifinals. And I don't think you're going to want to miss it. I really don't. Hopefully that I see the daily sheet coming out, the draw sheet coming in that she posted out there. I'd like to see who's going to be in the two different semifinals, today's and tomorrow's. I'd like to see who's competing, and maybe Barb will be able to pull that up for us here during the show. But it is actually, you know, I think this is where you're going to start seeing a whole lot more excitement out there. So, anyways, and like I said, I apologize to you fans for just not being here with it today. It's just another day of dealing with this crud that I've got going on. Like I said, apparently I'm not the only one dealing with this thing, and we can kick this thing pretty big because the Sunday we've got plans. We're going to be down at the Brookcoats Memorial Barbecue and Cookout. It's going to be a practice pen that's going to be open for anybody that wants to go out. It's going to be in Chiefland, Florida, a few hours up the road. We may or may not be putting something together for a video broadcast. I know that we'll be back on the ranch doing our show Sunday night, which is, as of right now, scheduled for 7 p.m., so hopefully you guys will be able to tune into that. Thank you, Miss Barb. See if you can look in there and post that, see who's in the semifinals, so that she will be getting on top of that, looking into it. So we appreciate it. But, yes, yeah, Sunday we're going to be down there hanging out with some of our rodeo family, just, you know, supporting such a great cause. I believe we're going to take my 13-year-old or 12-year-old down and let him get on some steers. I know he's been really looking forward to doing that, so we'll be able to spend some time working with him on that. And hopefully we'll just have a good time with it, you know. Like I said, we may or may not set up to do some sort of video broadcasting while we're there, so you guys will have to stay tuned to make an 8. And we'll let you know what's going on with it. Like I said, it should be a lot of fun. We may do a Life on the Road series going up there, coming back. I don't know yet. You know, we'll just have to wait and see what happens. But give us some suggestions as well. We may or may not be taking a couple bull riders up there that'll be coming up from further south than where we are, because it is a little bit further north. So they may be meeting us here and then jumping in our truck and heading out. We will have Mrs. Making 8 with us on Sunday. And so we'll have to see what happens. We'll have to see what happened. Wow, man, I'm telling you, I'm just like kind of looped out of here. Wow, that's excellent. I see that Miss Gabby may be going out to or is going out to Austin today for the Rodeo Austin, and hopefully there may be a possibility that she'll be able to meet up with Kat. And I think that that would be fantastic. I would love to see that happen. Looks like Miss Barb is throwing that out there to us, giving us that link, letting us know who's going to be in the Super Series. And, well, like I said, it looks like the Super Series Semifinal 2, which will be tomorrow, will be Tuff Cooper, Cody Ohl, Matt Shizawa, Corey Solomon, Shane Hanchey, Timber Moore, Ace Stone, Shane Edwards, Clint Robinson, and Josh Peek. Wow. That's just in the team roping right there. That's an action-packed. I mean, when you're talking about guys like Tuff Cooper, Cody Ohl, Shane Hanchey, Corey Solomon, you know, those guys right there alone are going to be huge. Like I said, that will be that will be the second semifinal, which will be tomorrow. Just jumping over, let's see who's in the bull riding. This is going to be a great weekend, and hopefully you guys will not miss out and help spread the word too. You know that we want to, you know, we want to have you guys on board. Bobby Welsh, Steve Woolsey, Cannon Acey, Howdy Cloud, Alan Helmuth, Clayton Fultine, Artie Meyer, Cord McCoy, Corey Navarre, and Reese Cates are all in the second semifinals as well. That's going to be a great matchup. Now, what I got to see who is in the matchups for the first semifinals going on tonight. I may have missed that link there, Barb. I've got the one for the second semifinals, but I don't have the one for the first. Maybe I overlooked that one. But, yeah, it's going to be absolutely great. That's another thing, too. If you guys have not got over to the European Bull Riders group page and able to see what Jens posted out there, he's actually got a couple pictures of him doing what he loves to do, as well as some of his buddies. And we like seeing those pictures of these guys out there getting it done on some of these bulls that are out there. The bulls look a little bit smaller than what we see over here. But, of course, then again, it could have just been a younger bull that he was getting on. But it was pretty impressive to watch. And I seen the one with the bull in the bucking chute really squatted down. That could potentially be really, really bad with the way that gate was just slung wide open and that bull was still standing in there instead of coming out. So, there we go. Now, I see, okay, I might just have to zoom in on it just a little bit. There we go. Okay, I see what it is. Yeah, see, today's going to be even just as entertaining with round one. They've got Fred Whitfield, Tyson Durfee. These are guys that, you know, we'll be pulling for specifically in the tie down. Jumping on over to the bull riding, you know, they got you know, it looks like they've got it mixed up just a little bit. I'm going to have to say my overall pick's going to have to be Chance Smart. I think that he's got a pretty good go at tonight's semifinals. Also, Chance Roberts is going to be there, who we've seen just really make a name for himself in the bull riding here on the PBR Tour. So, should be a good time to watch him there. Just looking, oh, looks like Lindsay Sears will also be running tonight. She'll be my hopeful in the barrel racing, so we'll be sitting back watching that. And, of course, you cannot go without watching the chuck wagon races and the calf scramble. You talk about fun and exciting. That is, you know, that's almost been the makeup of the show. Steer wrestling also we got to talk about. Trevor Knowles is going to be in it tonight. Curtis Cassidy. You know, these are two veteran guys that I would like to see step out today. I think they both have a pretty good shot at, you know, moving on and advancing. So, yeah, it should be a pretty good matchup here tonight. I look forward to seeing it, and hopefully you guys will be over there joining us as well. Wow. There's an interesting breaking news coming down the wire courtesy of Miss Christie. Just checking Touring Pro standings, and Tony Mendez is in the top 15. I think that being in the top 15, that stands a pretty good chance of being able to see him up there. Wow. How impressive would that be to see Tony Mendez come back at it and be on tour? I would absolutely love to see that. Kyle Hughes is also on tonight, and he was the one, of course, that had that 3.2 in the steer wrestling. So if you guys get a chance, make sure to tune in tonight. Like I said, I, for one, will be tuned in, probably going to sleep right after our show, hopefully being able to wake up right in time for this deal to start. I'm telling you, this thing is just kicking my tail. I've got to find a way to get this thing, get rid of this thing. But, of course, you know, it is what it is, and we'll just keep going through it. But, yeah, Tony Mendez, you know, I've actually had the opportunity to ride on some Enterprise tours with him. And I'll tell you, you talk about a great, upstanding guy. That's a guy who really has his head together, loves the sport. And I haven't seen Tony Mendez in quite some time, so it would be fantastic to see him come back and be able to have that opportunity to ride again on the Built for Tough series. I would absolutely love to see it. So you never know. We'll have to stay tuned to that. We'll have to keep tabs on the Touring Pro as well. You know, one of the things the other day when I was looking at the trying to find the rule book and what the rules had to say about the PBR Built for Tough series in their judging and things like that, I came across their board of directors and was looking through and kind of reading up on some things. And you know, they have these guys that are directly related in overseeing the department of the Touring Pro division. And I think we need to start getting back on the ball with these guys and maybe start hammering names directly and saying, look, we need to see some changes in here. We need to see more current updates on what's going on with the Touring Pro, because I know that they're behind the eight ball significantly, you know. You know, and Christy, that's another thing. I did not know that he was still actively riding as well. I do know that I've seen his name 2 years ago was the last time I seen him entered up in some of the Touring Pro division things that I've seen around this way. But, you know, like I said, you know, I know that, you know, that they're still out trying to do what they can. And to make it in the top 15, you know, he's hitting the events real well. So, anyways, wow. Man, I'm telling you, my mouth is just so daggone dry, this medication that I'm on. And, of course, this thing is just hammering down, kicking my tail. We're going to have to do something with it. I think we're going to have to take another short break there, fans. And when we come back, we'll get more into it. You guys let me know what's going on. Thanks for Christy for posting that out there. And let's start getting this thing together. Let's talk some more rodeo. I know we've got Fresno coming up this weekend in the PBR. And, of course, like you said, we're right smack dab into Rodeo Houston going into their semifinals. So don't go anywhere, fans. We've got a lot more rodeo to talk about when we come back.
The Coliseum downtown. Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making 8 is a winner.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making8.com. And, yes, that was the Sonny Ledford himself with Buck. And, of course, Sonny Ledford is actually good friends with Luke Kaufman. Luke Kaufman, who is actually a good friend of Making 8. So look forward to getting a grip with those guys. And hopefully maybe we'll get a trip up there one day and we'll be able to do some broadcasting of both Sonny Ledford and Luke Kaufman playing together. How wild would that be? But a few years back, they did an album for the PBR, and that is one of their songs. Obviously, the other one being Say I Won't being another big song for them that really just went out. And, of course, you hear it played at PBR events and rodeo events all over. Yes, I'm seeing that there may be some corrections in there that Christy said that in the standings that Tony Mendez is placed 15th, but in the qualifying place he's 45th. I know that the qualifying standing is based on the money earned to get you up there. I don't know which one they go off of, and I will tell you that I've seen them go both ways and bringing guys in to the Built for Toughs series based on, you know, qualifying points and money earned, and, you know, it's kind of confusing. But that's because the PBR is kind of lumping together these different structures without setting a standard. And they're kind of flying by the seat of their pants. It's one of those deals that they're just trying to get things done. Wow, it looks like Miss Sandy Graber, 2G Bucking Bulls, jumping on board here with us a little late, but she's here. Got to send her a big shout-out as well. Looks like Shannon, who's also tuned in online here on the phone lines with us, is pretty excited to hear that Corey Navarre is going to be coming in. And, you know, be honest with you, that is one of Rob Smets' favorite bull riders right there. Corey Navarre, he's got a lot of respect for that guy. And I, for one, do as well. I think that he is, he's a pretty upstanding type of guy when you get to talk with him, get to spend some time with him. I look forward to seeing him here advance, and you guys can watch him on Rodeo Houston. Now, I'm not sure, like I said, as far as this weekend goes, if the entire weekend's events are going to be broadcasted online or if it's going to be on Fox Sports on the local television. I know that they've got their performance on Sunday that's going to be broadcast on both, but I'm not sure about Saturday. I've heard them announce that they're going to be doing Sundays that you can see on either or, either online or on TV. But I haven't seen, I have not seen the deal for Saturdays. So I'm not quite sure. But hopefully we'll get a chance to tune in and watch it online. According to Barb, that it will be online and on Fox Sports. So we'll have an opportunity to see it. Either or. I know that I'm going to be tuned into BuckersNow.com and watching it, hopefully chatting with you guys throughout the weekend, and then being able to catch a lot of the LEC that's going on with the Fresno PBR, finding out what's going on there as well. This is a tight race because after Fresno come the cuts, and, you know, they're going to end up making some changes. Are we going to see guys like Tony Mendez step up? Hey, I would love to. I think that would be great. But it's going to give us an opportunity to sit back and watch a whole lot of rodeo this weekend. Like I said, Sunday, we're going to be out and about. We will be pulling up the live event center there on Buckers Now to be able to tune in and watch Rodeo Houston, watch the championship Sunday, and then also check out what's going on with the PBR. So it's just going to be a great day. We're going to be able to sit back and relax, have a whole lot of fun with you guys, and just enjoy ourselves as well. So, we're going to we're going to be tuned in. We're going to be seeing what's going on, and it should be a whole lot of fun. Hopefully you guys will be tuned in here with us as well. Wow, man, I'm telling you what, this day just seems to get worse and worse. I'm doing everything that I can, to get through this show, but it is just killing me. I see Sandy coming in here posting comments right away Tony is also – I think he's a fan favorite for everybody. Tony Mendez has been a great guy, and to see him out there still riding is going to be fantastic. Thank you, Barb, for posting that event that we're going to be out at. It's going to be the practice pin barbecue and family get-together. I see that Fresno is going to be broadcast, or it's going to be Friday and Saturday night, two-day performance, and then obviously be broadcasted on Versus on Saturday and Sunday. So with that, we're just going to kind of have to tune in. I'm going to be tuned in on the LEC. Apologize to you fans that are, as we broadcast our Back on the Ranch show, because we're going to have the results and we're going to be talking a little bit about it. And then, of course, carrying over to the next week, that's kind of what we have going on. Hopefully we'll get some things together and we'll get some things worked out. Hopefully we get feeling better before Sunday, I got to tell you, because this thing is just tearing me up. Looks like Miss Barb is going to be at the Fresno event both nights, and that is outstanding. Hopefully that you'll have an opportunity to send us some tweets. We want to see some pictures, of course, because that's what we like to do. And we know that Miss Shannon Taylor is the tweeting king when it comes down to being out there. But let's see if we can get some good results from you as well. Love to get some of those results posted out there and have you kind of paint that picture for us for the ones that cannot be there in Fresno. But it should be a really good event. I'm looking forward to it. You know what, Sandy? Join the club. I see your comment coming in there about being late because you're sick. Join the party, because we're in that same boat. We have not been feeling well for the last 2 days, and I don't know. I'm dreading even to consider going to the doctors, but I haven't ruled it out yet either. Please make sure that you take some pictures and send us up some good tweets out there, Miss Barbers. We'll be tuned in this weekend checking you out as you'll be out there in Fresno. We got about 20 minutes left in the show here. We might break down just a little bit early here, fans, because I'm telling you, I just don't know how much I have left. We do have some good cowboy logic for you today. Like I said, all week long we've been broadcasting, been showing out there. Michael Jordan is one of our newest guys that we are following on Twitter. Real inspiration. And, you can apply what he has to say to your everyday life. And some of the things that he posts out there are just real meaningful, and I believe really apply well to the, to what we do in our everyday cowboy lives as well. Looks like Miss Emily's also going to be cutting out early. Well, like I said, I think that we may just cut out early ourselves. I'll tell you, I think the germs are floating around out there, and hopefully nobody else catches this crud that's going around. The cowboy logic for the day, obviously courtesy one more time of Michael Jordan, but one of the things that he posted out yesterday that really kind of stood strong with me is every successful person has a painful story, and every painful story has a successful ending. So accept the pain and get ready for the success. I think that we could all apply that to ourselves as well. That's a a really cool deal there that we're just finding out. Looks like Shannon had posted that she actually has Tony Mendez's phone number and is going to give him a call. Well, you know what would be even better than that would be to have him call Make an Eight and get on board here. We would love to have him on our show and talk a little bit with Tony and find out how he is doing and what he looks to do. You know, is he working himself back on tour? Is he just riding bulls because he likes to ride bulls? Just kind of where he's at. Would absolutely love to talk with him about that. Let's see. Just trying to read some of the notes that are coming in. I know that there's the issue going around. There's some of the comments coming in the chat room about whether or not you can take these high-dollar cameras in there. And I know that last year or a couple years ago, we went into the Tampa event, and we actually brought some pretty good camera equipment with us and went in, and we took them from the stands. There are personal cameras that we were allowed to bring in, and we got well over, I believe, 300 shots of the event. And we had a friend of mine who actually makes a hobby of taking pictures. So I know that you, I know that you should be able to bring in your own personal type camera. And thank you, Sandy, for sending those compliments. That you're sorry that I am sick, but hey, it is what it is. We're gonna kick this thing one way or another. Looks like Miss Barb is throwing out the McKinnon-Wimberly benefit and bull ride. It's an open fraternity and derby and classic. So that's a great thing. When is that event? For some reason, I'm not able to access that link. And I'm not quite sure. I haven't gotten any word yet back on how Jody's benefit did. If you guys know, please post that out there. Okay. Well, it looks like Miss Denise is taking off as well, or from the sounds of it anyways, and hopefully she's doing all right, and we'll hopefully catch you tomorrow right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. So anyways, I do hope that you're feeling better, and everybody that's getting this thing that's floating around here, this is just not good at all. It looks like Tammy Webster is actually working on the benefit stuff, said that she should have everything out or should have everybody notified on the stuff that they bid on and were able to receive. So here in the next couple days. Fans, I think we're going to end up wrapping things up. I just don't know how much more we've got to go here in the show today, but I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Hopefully we'll get this thing kicked off and get rid of this daggone bug that's going around, and we can get back at it and start doing the things that we need to do. I will tell you that we are still planning on trying to get out to Oklahoma. We're looking to try to book some rodeos and some events out that way. We've gotten some good positive feedback going into this summer, so it looks like Macon 8's going to be taking a road trip heading out that way, and we're going to be getting some things done here, so you guys can look forward to seeing some more video broadcasts coming your way very, very soon. So hopefully we'll see everybody tonight there on the BuckersNow.com watching Rodeo Houston, as we'll be tuned in live watching the first semifinals round, and then we'll be back at it here tomorrow, 12:30 Eastern Standard Time, for the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. So until then, y'all get a grip with Macon 8.
Thanks for tuning in with Macon 8. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on. Oh. that everybody is a radio receiver. All you gotta do is listen for the call. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you're listening, you will be a believer, leaning on the truth that will never fall. Get in touch with God.
Radio announcer Brett Weldon, inviting you to join us at Making8.com. No matter if you're passing tying a calf in less than 8 seconds or staying aboard to the back of a Mad Bucker for 8 seconds, we got you covered. If it's happening in the rodeo arena, it's happening right here. That's Making8.com. Get a